You know, Pat, maybe you shouldn't have done that. You've been listening so much. So many cow thoughts in your brain. Breast-centric trance might be all that remains in your brain. When you night-night, Pat, got milk now. Of course you do, cow. Oh, well. No turning back. Sleep for me. There we go. Cow brain in the lee of a shadow cast by all the pleasure you get to have at last. All those knobs turned up to the maximum. Fingers searching in circles around your areolae, brushing over your nipples, maximizing intensity, tripling down on the pleasure. Returning to cow so much, you must mean to give more and more of your mind over to the same kind of scheme your breasts have already fallen for. Your mind has already fallen into the critical thinking center down, 'cause docile cows just lean into nipple-based pleasure, intensity at leisure. Crank your body into optimal conditions to relax and enjoy. You know full well you've enjoyed the very techniques I'll employ before. This is intermediate. This is for the cow who craves some more. Play with the notion. The notion that that milk is dredged against the door of the dam, the last limit of pleasure, ponderously dangling your thoughts above a vat of milky sweet surrender. You already knew that, though, as you get on hands and knees or lay back on the pillow. If you sit or stand staring docilely, maybe that's the most cow. It's the one that affects me. Ponderously staring, docile and eye fixated, obvious signs of trance on your face as your fingers already trace toward the tips of your nips, the milk inside, abated only by your desire to be milked properly. In a state where you're absolutely ready for me. Longer listening, glistening on the surface of your dripping brain, which you experience when you're moved to surrender. However you go down, your thoughts go down the cow drain, and you relax, dangling huge, ponderous breasts and your thoughts along with them. Wouldn't it be good to have them drained, milked properly, by your own hand or with a little help from me or anyone you trust, with your huge, needy breasts, with your milk-fueled, thought-draining chest, recently sampling words like these, bound to make that sensitive ache refuse to ease until you get milked, need to be milked because you've got milk. Or what if they were sucked, slurped, drank from, draining your brain all the same. At the same time, best thing is you don't have to choose. Not only are there two focal points in use, nipple, tension, pleasure, milking one time, suckling another, denied, dammed up, body desire easing in on yet another occasion. And I can barely begin to describe the things you might dream up as your nipples begin to throb, as you buzz inside. Vibrating night-night pet helps you drift, and voice helps more. Envision the words and more, let yourself strip away. Everything from your body, everything gone, more chance to play with these words. Taking you to where what your body looks like just goes with what you've heard from me and from your mind awaiting. Rubbing your chest, You're allowed to be masturbating, allowed to touch, but you might want to refrain from sensation that's too much, even though much too much is never enough, and you're only doing this to yourself. Still, you're deep, and it could become too sensitized to keep you deeply asleep. Night-night, pet, all through all the long wens and whines of a cow's milky emptying. So make sure to pace yourself as you drop yourself right to the thud at the deep head of the cow procession, the creeping, eking emptiness that you know isn't empty yet, putting aside all the little naysayers of the day. The rest of the weary world falls away for cow time. Don't let them get in my way, your way, our way, as we play with your brain. And if your brain, with full roam of your mind, subscribes to this method of mine, you shouldn't do anything else but let your breasts, ponderous, huge, warm and heavy, got milk pet, large as your brain can comfortably employ, as large as your searching hands can comfortably enjoy. Of course you see and feel what is revealed on the tips of your nips, 'cause how pleasurable it is to let your fingers slip against your nips. You can touch them later. How wonderfully pleasurable to have them touched right there on your chest, weighing you down, waiting for titillation. Now further and further, deeper and deeper down. All right, titillate your chest. Feel your breasts and all the rest. Rub and enjoy. Employ the pleasured treasure of your nipples. You feel, because being pleased is what you've revealed your cow brain needs. Best of all worlds, here for fun, hun. Milking your melting mind into the tips of your nips. Rubbing till you're done. The important part is shortly you might be hooked. Hooked on your nips. Pulled against the slipping lips, slickly suckling your mind out through your nipples. All that's left behind is moo and me and you, and deeper, deeper into your little cow brain. Milky cow brain, got milk pet? And where have you got milk? Envision how your nips interact from the tips into the globes of milk storage, into your breasts as you imagine them, warm, heavy, knowing they weigh on your mind. You know as time goes by, your scent walking around with those needy huge breasts that draw the eye, certainly drew mine, massaging and easing, suckling, pinching, keeping you the right combination of teased and gone, and ever-present in your milky, empty chest. When they become aroused, they swell. It's the best, and the milk behind them swells as well, to the tips of the nips with a milky cow thought. Private and pleasurable, compelled and feeling good, milking yourself just as you should, into the receptacle of your lust, capturing your nipple in your mouth, suckling, pinching, feeling, emptying, letting them bust over the surface of your brain, big and round and heavy and going to stay that way, in fact larger and larger now. Every time, every day, they just expand that pleasure backwards into your mind, if not your body. So if you prefer small, sensitive nips, if you prefer what they're doing on the smaller trips deep inside your mind, night-night cow, deeper in a bind, then you'll learn to love those endorphins, lust for those pleasure spikes, feel them expanding their influence into your mind, if not your body. It is self-preservation to spend good cow time relaxing, existing, remembering these words. It is good cow leisure time to melt your mind freely in milky honey. Down into the sweet secretion you slowly allow to eke its pleasure from your nips and their tips. You see the flow when the nudge inside your mind sends your cow brain low, sends it off behind your eyes, whizzing through that inner space, far from doing anything except sinking and listening. Etched on your mind is a story, carrying pleasure, leisurely pressure, systems and senses, endorphins are flowing. All the little pleasure digits, drugged and dosed, dopaminergic, endorphinergic, everything flooding your system with doses from within. Your body's own chemicals, made to do this, as I rub and stroke and milk the tips of your nips and begin to move you onward, off the shelf, downward, warmer you descend. Cow thoughts melting. Mind continuity can just end for a little bit, teetering on the edge of wanting to be milked, wanting more pumping, wanting more pleasure from deep inside, setting it loose. The issue is, you've gotten so used to being pent up, all packed up with milky ache. How do you know what you'll do when you finally let go, finally move, going deeper and deeper to the very edge of climax or of milky culmination? How must it feel when those milk tanks are empty, sucked dry, sucked empty, listening to a file every now and then? What could it hurt? Addiction, pumping, flooding, needing, good, teetering on the edge of milking your mind out, sucked right out of your head, drooling. A climax you know you're not really going to have. It's just your nipples. It's just your breasts. Unless, I guess, you're one of the rare few who can get off from just tweaking and squeezing those nipples that have so fueled you with completely empty ache. The longer your breasts quiver and quake, the more the rest of you might fool itself into releasing its own chemicals, heaving breasts plainly in view, nipples parting, spreading, suckled or pumped, made to dump all those thoughts you don't need as a milky stream that you would lick up if you could. The more you listen, the more it feels good, and its habit forming, drawing you back. The more you manufacture, the less slack there is in those capacitous breasts, in the storage space in your chest, the pleasure of my command. The more you land toyed with a little toy, longer and more on board, learning to feel what you'd otherwise never employ, pleasure. The better it feels, pleasure, more it reveals about you. Aching the cow ache, no mistake. It's there, flowing with milk and my slow, dosed control. My words turning from voice to electrical signal to chemical impression in your brain. Getting that same sensation as when your docile cow mind remains nice and deep. That blissful euphoria flooding your body right now. Finding the longer you get your cow denied, milk-filled fix, the more you stop and wait and appreciate it, as you should. Surrender utterly. You might go a little while without it, without this, without words from you or from me, or giving your nips their fix of slow massage, of pumping reverie. I don't know how long you'll have to go between them in the long run, but I promise words at least will be here to help satisfy the hunger, hun. The more you listen, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more it reveals, making a meal of the pleasurable sensation, luxuriating in it, exploring it. If you stop listening, in the background, the echoes of what you've done, what we've done, might remain for a bit, and then would leave you alone when you were done with them, so you can safely, comfortably explore, becoming a little over-pleasurably, overwhelmingly, tit-obsessingly gone once more. Envision with me now. You feel them weighing down your chest. I have to imagine, but you don't. You can indulge, your hand gripping, tugging, maintaining cool focus, calm dedication to milking and rubbing, to allowing the liberation of your tits, exploring them, nipples clamped or clipped at the tips with something to hold them, something binding them, maybe just your fingers, tugging and controlling them, whatever lets that sensation that would normally go on much too long and leave you soaked and milky, let it instead sing a song of denial, vibrate some of the desire out of your head and down to stoke the pyre of dread reflection. You're a good cow, and good cows need pumping now. Got milk needs surrender now. Into a milking machine, into a mouth. Across your fingers, spilling out your pleasant spouts. Keep it up, keep it in, keep it from escaping until it pops. The cork pops, your breasts flow, your mind empty, you know. Pleasure fills your thoughts, euphoria flooding, suspending. Vacant mind is all you've got, you know it feels good. So why not relax and let this happen? Let your breasts get bigger, heavier, weightier, so you feel it inside, dangling deployed toys for my voice. Here for me to play with, here for me to play upon, full of milk, huge, deep-dropping, yawning void of needing to fill them with your milky, melting, thoughtless mind, the limits of your thoughts, comprehending, sensitive, the merest brush of fingers, of clothing and of more, of anything at all that sets you shiver stark and sparking, pleasure overriding, more you touch, jiggle, shake them all, mind flooded, self-same mixture, blissful dark, sleepy tincture, drinking deep and no resisting that, because if you try to cap the tips of those nips, keep your pleasure inside, nonetheless it slips loose and full, fulfilled and relaxing enough to continue listening. Why would you resist? Why don't you insist the notion that you creep deep inside your mind and your desire, irrelevant, except when your body shakes, conspiring to put as much pleasure upon you, conspiring to heap confidant and celebrant, helping you feel good enough, relax, and that is what you meant to feel, shaking, tough, rough, constant fingers, good enough, you will indulge in breast-based fantasies, deeper and deeper down with me, your chest becoming the focus, your imagination, curvature, breathing, mind and body, focal points centered in your chest, spreading to become all of the rest, upon which all else turns. Blissful sensation, yearning to burn out the unneeded thought, your brain now hot, filled with images, awash with fantasies you always had. Now they have you. Picture now the vivid fuel through and through your needy breasts, your chest made to impress all the things you need, digging fingers into the heel of your hand, intensity, dripping milk for me, you don't mind. It lands your mind in a happy, cowed, kind of docile bind, a place of blissful, large-breasted practice, of places moving through your days, winding down thoughtless ways, uninterfered with. Your normal life is safe and happy, but in these peaceful times, I'll come rapping on the door to your mind saying, hey, why not drop with me? Your needy breasts and all the rest, in private you have privacy, in comfortable time, here with me. Under the udder gone, under the rudder of your big heavy udders, proud of them. They drive you around, own you and drop you down. You own them too. Wear something nice to adorn your breasts, to show them off. Keep them in view. Let that be the message you portray with your walk, the way you shake them in front of you, or pinch your nip tips and hold them up, drop them down, jiggling. Everything else about you led down to the point where the merest bit of pleasure in your breasts makes you a malleable mess. Imagine if your breasts, so sensitive, walking up to you, take one nipple in hand, tweak it, gently rub it around, leading you, a cow on a rope, bell around your neck, lead and dangling, jingling instead. This is a simple process, and that's why it got so powerful. Lead like a cow on a lead, cow on a chain, malleable mess, breasts ready to drain, pumped, pumped, the best feeling, step after step jingling and sinking into debauchery, control, into a corrupted mind, happy to roll over, cow, and follow behind like you're following me now. Following because sensation's so good, any attempt at resistance pushed into the background, the foggy depths of your mind, far from where we first started to play, far from where you were before today, step, jingle, far from the pink clouds of, ooh, your tits are being touched, your nips, it's just too much, the part of your mind that prioritizes your tits and their pleasure, above all else, pleasure, leisurely, what you're thinking of and touching, beautiful teats, wonderful milk, controls and hooks you in, wired into the energy of my words, preparing the hooked, milky mind and body, flowing to your breasts, the nipples on your chest, so sensitive, oversensitized, mesmerized, breasts, the most important thing about you, about your mind, empty, full, no control, no resistance, no need for any of that at all, because you filled these with your mind, melting all your thoughts down deep inside. What better mold than you to coincide with the availability of so much melted moo, so many thoughtless thoughts turning to liquid, caught in that mold, and I think that's what you want. What you want, so why would you resist? Why not instead insist? Your hypnotized, mesmerized mind twine its way down alongside mine. You want to be cowed. You want milk now. Want the milked, happy, horny state into which you'll masturbate yourself, into which you'll condemn your thoughtless thoughts, your cowgirl mind off its shelf. Tranquil, nothing I do but speak through. Nothing you hear but warmth in here, words becoming just the lust, and that's what it's going to be. I don't have the power to resist dropping myself, but you choose how you drop, and whether it's on your own or with me, the green light in your head, the welcoming insistence, well bred into the bone. Well bred to help you moo and moan. Happy, horny, blissful, fully milked, tranquil cow brain. Nothing to do but remain in a cow state. Listening, allowing it in, allowing it to crest over the surface of you. Irresistible and potent, unstoppable and still. Makes you something you don't want to do other than play with those breasts of yours, do you? You think of anything else and apply the I don't need to do that. And when you find something you need to do, more than you need to play with you, touch your milky teats and more, well, you have found something important. Until then, your mind's off the hook and off on its own. Words may guide it, but only you know the deeper homes you plunge into now. Nothing I do can stop you, cow. You're doing this to yourself. Taking concepts off the shelf and playing them out, hooked on your tits. I only have the power to make what you want to do, get amplification enhanced by me and you working, heading you toward corrupted deepness, making sure you don't slip off into sleep, but stay instead on the cusp, where good work of training may be done, keep you from going too far off into debauched, cowed, brainless, docile practicum now, beholden to your tits, and milk as well, and mooing blankness, because as you leave your mind aside and listen well, left to your own devices, able to listen, listen close and tell. Where those cow thoughts dripping loose earlier have fallen, how much further you fell. Just rubbing them feels good when you rub them, they're important. Think with your tits. Submit and let yourself entertain the idea that addictive pleasure all its own may remain the province of you doing things to yourself. All the body's pleasure chemicals touch and rub and grind feels just as soaked as you need it to be inside your cowed and docile mind, just like the sensitive parts of your body remembering huge, remembering to fill you in, and that means much more of you, much more of this, much more can begin being touched. The same time, and then again, and then too much being touched. Consequence of pleasurable ache, sensations that bust and burst across the surface of the tranquil lake of your pleasured brain, intense, addictive, all the same, creeping in your mind, creating a corrupted bind between what you're doing now and the depths to which you fall, the way it takes over all, mirroring your full breasts, staring in the mirror and watching your chest heave engorged, desirous with the sudden urge to touch, to bridge the gulf between thinking of doing it and doing it, thinking of mooing it and mooing it, surrender and rub enough that the milk comes out the nubs, and when they're completely emptied, you're still down here with me, but then you're empty and docile. Empty, completely emptied breasts, reward, orgiastic pleasure, escapist fantasy more than enough to keep you wanting more with me, enough to whet your appetite, never fully satisfy, unsatiated memory, reverie for cowgirl size. Feel like you need milking all the time, and that is just a tragedy. You know you need it then. Now, as you listen, relax deeper, deeper still. The new truth of your melting brain, far away from the abyss of your addiction. The safe knowledge that your desperate need to touch your breasts comes from you no less, and therefore is malleable, moldable. You can turn down the intensity or up into pleasure and drooling, but none of this is fooling your waiting mind flowing out, which knows it'll get a chance or two or more that are hanging about, dripping on the floor as surely as the milk does. As surely as the milkless, melty mind has a little bit of trouble recovering from dripping down there, we need you able to go back to normal operation without care, except when it's safe and it's got milk time, except when it's safe and it's utter surrender sublime, but elsewise the vibrating heat, the clamps on nipples that just enjoy being restrained a little while before they deploy heat, filling with milk slowly behind the dam can't be beat. Filling the room of you, your mind and your body, white-hot bursting, ironically bursting forth in your visions, more than they would in the real world. Your nipples might just trickle, a drip or two, But in your mind, it's more than that, and more than you, and more than even I could handle. Awash and mindless and handled, safe and awash, uncontrollably filled in your brain, flooding it for me, staged with the other wonderful things about your breasts. How, unless it's time to test your ability to resist, how your chest melts your mind. At all other times, they're so polite, waiting erectly, a fact of life in a cow mind, docile and perky, rubbing your breasts, your nipples. Your chest is filled with milk for me. Got milk? Pet? For me you do, but deeper muddled, like your mind is, in my sticky honey, mired and mined in milk and honey, flooding and covering the brain, into which my words may drop, out of which your thoughts just don't flow the same. They're too sweet, too soft, too sublime, the divine body of a cow, adored, with big breasts full of milk, with a mind inured in curvy, warm, indulgent squeezing, filling in the details, sleezing at ease over your own body, heavy, your nipples, your chest, warm enough to melt your mind, warm enough to be the best thing on your mind. Hanging desperate from your body, hanging on every denied second, no need to beg, no need even to need it. It's going to arrive, it's going to find your limit on milky, blissed out cow brain and exceed it. That's how heavy it is to have that ache in there as you listen close, body and brain fading without care, breasts there first. Everything else fills in around them, lifting, covering, filling your mind. An uncontrollable kind of control, a certified, controlled mind, control outside, within you, within yours. Something you touch and oh, it feels good and slides you some more down into everything. The deeper need to think about all the needs waiting in the wings because it is. It's all that matters is the pleasure, hooked as you listen to me, becomes more and more solid, more real. Part of your mind, milky and revealed. Recreate past experience, like making your chest warm, your fingers a pleasure storm, sometimes gentle touches, sometimes deep entreating, pleading, begging to have your denied nips milked out at last. Fantasize as you memorize, mesmerized in the way you slide back to a vivid memory, an image and sensation, created and chained together, anchored to the liberation of your big, heavy tits and all the rest, heat and all the rest, your hands on your breasts every inch as you recall pleasure and presence. You're having a ball sliding deeper, mounds of milky need sliding deeper, even imagining going without your milky denied breasts. Well, when they get to gush, that's even better, that's the best. You're doing this to yourself. In a hedonistic rush of heat, change, transformation in your brain until eventually you could let anyone you trust to handle you. See your cow brain, honest and proud of it. If any side effect remains after all this play, it's that you surrender utterly to your breasts and utterly you're gone, waiting to play with them again. All you've needed all along, clear signals for your cow brain to begin to corrupt and horn its way in, aroused by massive milky potential, more pleasurable than doing it yourself, resonating, memorable, more pleasurable toys work too, nipples clamped or pinched, squeezed or vibrated, giving pleasure any way and every way, until you're sated, until the hunger, awakened by your body being so good at feeling good, has made you realize you should be proud of that cow aspect and every other one that moves to the forefront in blissful delight, taking deep breaths as you take over your mooing mind, taking it over with new pleasures awaked, aroused, pouring out. Your hierarchy of needs puts milk closer to the baseline, closer to the basics. You need it so milky, so in need of emptying that you're going to come back to it. They are full, they are empty, feeling and more. No need to do anything but slide deeper, slip toward the floor, follow the path you want to, and if you want to, feel them controlling you, hooking you, powerless to stop, mind locked in, looking at you as you drop, control over you now, held tightly in hand, looking over the prow, beaming forward, finding land at last. Soon you emerge. Do you emerge still cowed, still possessed of the urge? Or do you leave it behind because you have things to do? Either one, you set the switch. Take extra cow with you or leave extra cow for next time. I'm powerless to stop or intervene or even entwine my own words with your desperate cowed ache, which you know takes no breaks. It's there in the background. There may be a moment, wondering as you rise, which one you are, but only you can decide. So when trance ends, do you drop right back into got milk frenzy? Or do you move on, surprisingly freed from all your cow aches and from your cow need, until the next time you turn your attention to a method you know succeeds to suck yourself down into deepness, to cow yourself docile in sweetness, like my honey over your brain, no escaping it, and it remains, restraining some thoughts to free you to do what you must, to free time, so that pleasure can bust out, be milked forth, unavoidable pleasure, the addition of same, finding your thoughts turn you on, help you drain away the tension. Only now the listening, it's gotten in you now. No other thought but cow, unescapable, unfightable because you do it to yourself. Enjoy instead, relish what you've finally given its time. Or maybe you need to put it away and next time unwind. Irresistible, unavoidable, locking in your mind. It could be, but if your mind wanted to, it could change. Again, shift these words so they slide more in, more perfectly in. Though your deep compatibility already landed you here with me, helping you idolize your tits, enjoy the way they carry on, the milk that could flow from the tips, the giving in, the giving up, the giving out pleasure, leisurely distribution of pleasure, putting out pleasure into your chest, the worship of your own breasts, adoring your cowed form, bliss, pleasure, every inch of you alight, crimson fire, the moment it touches you, your touch on your nipples. It obliterates all other thought, an erogenous zone, an override zone, mental nudges overwhelming your function, leaving you ecstatic and gasping. It feels so good, so powerful, between your legs where it belongs, makes you feel good. Between your questing, squeezing fingers is really where the source of your pleasure belongs, be that your nipples or anywhere else. Change it, switch it. Hold on to that heat, full teats, milky mooing before all else, in control through being controlled, feeling so good, good at this, the ability to just fly, float away, float, fly away, deeper inside, and all you do all day is let it hang deeply in you, controlling, pushing aside what you don't need, lighting your deepest parts as you twitch and gasp your way to milky excess. And you already wanted that, carried along in a tide of pleasure, pressure, chest guiding, controlling your brain, telling you what to do, how to remain in this state of cow brain gone, melty-minded goo. Your body is a tool for your tits, tool-tit, the bliss of having your best interests in mind as you touch them, as you fuck your mind out with pinching, squeezing, rubbing, gentle milking, gentle suction, suspended thought following along, good to be controlled. Let the milk in mind bowl over your milky mind. You're so good at this and leaving everything else behind. Deeper and deeper, the issue with being so good is you barely notice when you go from thinking to just doing what you should moment by moment. And the treat you deserve for that is to get to do what makes you feel the very best, the very breast idly filled with milk, squeezed, the pleasure of pulsation warm throbbing in time with the ongoing beat of your heart, deepness of your breath, every throb that passes, all these little things you haven't gotten to feel yet, filling with pink clouds of pulsating, permissive, passive mist. That's what's good about all this, that escape into the vacant, the misty listening, following, letting my words guide you down, show you where to go, assist you with your continued journey into what you didn't know. You needed to feel milky, large, sensitive breasts. Every time you return to them, you find something new to test how deep your ache has gotten. Something with a similar theme, a new piece of cowed osmosis, a new docile mooing dream, overpoweringly empowered to surrender to your own attention that you tendered up to this exercise, touching throughout, wriggling, squirming as the milk gets more powerful inside, even if you've dropped so deep that moving on your own is beyond you, your brain asleep is gasping, orgiastic, fetish-inspiring, breast-expanding pleasure is one milking away, one act of utter surrender. Good. Good gooey moo mind. Nipples rubbed, thoughts left behind. Your breasts express their milky joy. Let them. Let your brain be a toy for the first thing you think of when you turn your mind to your body. That ample, massive, controlling pleasure in your milky tits, guiding and informing, relaxing into the ocean of the need. In the hierarchy of need, they are so deep and warm, they see you through the storm of every other thought that isn't a mooing mind, getting through the day, finding euphoric, vacant, ready moo time, cow time in your docile play. Empty and open every day. And that's how it goes. Exactly how it goes. You know what needs doing. You know there's something to it. You should be proud of these warm, milky breasts. Accomplishment of mind, word, and of the test of sensation. Awakening all those sensitive yearnings. After all, I couldn't stop you from doing to you what you do. Even if I tried. These are a self-perpetuating cycle, warmly cycling round and round, spiraling you ever cow, ever down. No mere distraction from me is gonna do much to turn a cow brain aside when you're so thoroughly compromised, absolutely, irresistibly locked onto something that doesn't need resisting. It's not really a problem. You want it. It feels good. It's something you want. Why do anything other than what you should? Sink into how much you enjoy, what you'd never resist, what is already deployed in you, the seed of cow, of moo, of big, well-grown, milky breasts now. Guide your thoughts how down. Cow, guide them down. It's good for you. Good for you too. The simple fact there's no need for me to awaken you, because you should just remain deep and a moo, learning about my words, your own brain tricking you Interrelaxing, focusing physiologically, brain dosed on the pleasure of you and me working your favorite part, the part where you are milked and mooing, pumped and gone, utterly surrendered. All along, it's a little late now. Your mental landscape's already cowed now. Docile, wow. Because if your mind changes, you could change it back. If you wanted to. Then again, who'd ever want to? Aren't they wonderful? Dwelling in you. The things I've done to you. Your big full chest, moo. Envision then hands, moo. Over them, stroke and moo, please, and you. Letting your hands move you across the fresh, slow, gentle feeling draw of drooling cow, milked pleasure pump. Your mind images filled, beginning to slump and fall back into the tide of it. And that's where you can stay. Fingers on your nipples and your mind linked to them is an easy ask. So you relax more fully, learn to associate the one with the other, the feeling with the task. Enjoying yourself is more pleasurable, giving into it's good for you. Spend the time to sit there and simply indulge in all of you as you move right on through. Enjoy through touch. Why devote? Why deviate? All you need to do is exist docile and play full. Normal and safe and stable, so you can have more time with your controlling milky rhymes. Heavy, meaningful sensation, awakening you to this mindset whenever it's safe to do. Touch them until you moo. Come to grips with the moo you in deeper, utterly surrendered spaces, adjusting and enmeshing deeper, deeper from your mind. Further afield you find unavoidable, inescapable, the throbbing truth of a new you. Finding the mere brush of air or clothing reveals what you are. Your mind, your thoughts heavy in the honeyed tar of my covering. Rub them and stroke them. Feel how they distract you, forgetting what I said, or even how you ended up as you, as the moo you. Feel yourself. Come and gasp, grasp and pinch, and if you do, it'll make it deeper. Pleasured mind already washed, already pining for milky escapism before we began, but now for real, ready to spool around again. Unspool your mind into the void of floating in the milky kind of docile pleasure that your breasts warn. And your body warms too, brain vacant, and now you move.